Hello, everybody. Welcome to Pearls of Wisdom. We have already a dark moon again, and we have a reading ready. And now the sun has already moved into Sagittarius, and we have a complete new energy frequency. You probably have felt that a few days ago, actually 5 days ago, that suddenly things have changed. We have a much more fiery energy here. See, we have Sun and Moon conjunction in Sagittarius. And then we also have Venus, Mercury, and Neptune in the same sign. And now, here for the world horoscope, the Sun conjunction with the Moon is in 11th, and the other three planets are in 12th house. So you can see 12th house is connected with Pisces. 11th house is connected also, we can say, with the higher self, is connected with Uranus energy, with Aquarius energy. So we can see that a lot of stuff is going on. There is a lot of movement. And the AC in Capricorn, the world AC in Capricorn, we can see now that really camouflage, or all that hidden stuff, is coming to the surface, that a lot of stuff is ripped apart. And when I see the news, what is happening in a moment, it's just absolutely awesome what's coming through now. I would like to explain here something about Sagittarius, and generally that is true for everything in astrology. You know, according to the consciousness level, the signs have like from really negative, like, you know, the consciousness table I made is like the low consciousness is frozen, is I put it to degrees. Like the water is frozen below zero. And this is according to degrees Celsius, because for me, this is more, how can I say, logical, that the point of freezing is zero and the point of cooking is 100. So when we have below zero, everything's frozen. So when somebody like has a sun with this constellation now, Sagittarius is frozen, that means at that point in that consciousness level, nothing can happen. Expansion cannot happen. And now, the higher up you go, the more and more it comes to the point where first expand a little bit, and then at the end, it's really the big expansion. So, how this is going to work out for you depends very, very much on your consciousness level. And it has not so much to do with the chart itself. The chart represents the quality of time, and it's not something that you can say that influences us. It is more like, what is it, a quality of time that we expand, or that we put together things, that we something is moving forward or is standing still or even moving backwards. That's what we see here. And when we look at the sun and the moon now at Sagittarius, now see, my little cat is coming. Help me. Go back here. Okay. That the people who are now moving into a higher consciousness level, they will see that there is a lot of progress in their way. There is a lot of understanding, a lot of insights, and a lot of, you know, like putting together the pieces, putting together the puzzle. This is what's coming up. And when it's in 11th house here for the whole world, it means that a lot of inspiration is happening in the moment. That it's like, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you come out of a different consciousness, you come out of different adventures that you have at night, that we, because we are somewhere when we go to sleep, our spirit is leaving the body and is somewhere, and then come back, and then we come back into this body and move on one more day in this lifetime where we are in the moment. So things are expanding, and very often what happens is actually that in the early morning you have very powerful inspiration. It happened very often for me, like the day before or a couple of days before, I was kind of mulling over a problem. And suddenly, when I wake up in the morning, oh, wow, it's very clear. What also happened is I usually go out and I walk barefoot in the garden, I go to greet my flowers and everything. and that this is the moment when I greet Mother Earth, Father Sun, the elements, and that then I receive inspiration. Like, for example, I have a very strong pain in my left shoulder and my right leg. And I have no idea where it came from. It just kind of hit me about 5 days ago. And so suddenly come, oh, when I was 20, I had an accident. And I had an accident that involved the shoulder and the right leg knee area. And I was told clearly that this is a healing crisis, because I was really wondering what I should do about it. And those who know me know that I'm not going to see the doctor, that I try everything first myself, that I use homeopathy, acupuncture, whatever is available. So what happened for you, if you are aware, and if you also ask, you will get in this constellation very, very strong inspiration. You can even, when you go to bed in the evening, you can ask spirit, divine self, God, goddess within. Don't give your power away to gods or whatever outside of you, okay? So just ask God, goddess within, can you please give me information on what happened, or just tell me what I need to know. And generally, this is good enough that you receive all the information that you need to know. Now, with Venus, Mercury, and Pluto in 12th house, we can see there is still a lot going on in underground. Like Venus, Mercury, remember we talked about already brain cell and heart brain cells before. It is very crucial that you really move from the mind thinking into the heart thinking to see the world and the picture more holistic. Because when we have also AC in Capricorn, we see that it's going to be a little bit tight in the next couple of weeks. It can very well be that you will experience even certain lack. And I hope those who have already get some stuff, that you have some food and whatever you need at home, they will be much better off. I had a short little message from my friend in Peru, because I saw their pictures, military marching, what's going on. And I know that military is taking over in many, many different places now, which has to happen, that the last stages of this end of the cabal, we can say, has to happen, because they cannot stop somewhere in the middle. It has to, we have to go the whole way, because remember, when we are really ascending into a higher consciousness, we cannot drag along the energy, that the frozen stuff, the ice, you know, like this, it has to melt. Now, Saturn in first house is actually the key to the whole thing that we have here. And this is what I just said. It is really all the camouflage is being taken away. And you have to be honest. You have simply to show who you are. Imagine the way we grew up, and even the last centuries or even further back that we have lived, we always have been controlled by negative forces. So it is very difficult to suddenly remember or have the courage to be transparent. I know from my own life, I had to hide so many times what I'm doing, because I was a conspiracy theorist since 40 years, and working with alternative medicine, stuff like that. I had to be very careful, keeping low profile, not to get into trouble. And this is also actually one reason why I left Switzerland, because I could not do there anymore and I was in trouble. So things, we are not used that we can show ourselves what we are, the way, just natural. We have to be normal, put into that norm, natural. I will talk about normal and natural about when I have my call tomorrow with Navasit and Suchita. We have a very beautiful little video that I got this morning that inspired me about going into that topic that really fits completely well with this chart. So when all the curtains are falling away and we suddenly see ourselves naked there, the first step what comes up probably is fear. And I have that experience too, and it takes a lot of courage. So you have to make at that moment the decision. Do I have the courage to move forward, or are I gonna gather some more curtains or stuff to put around me to hide again? But the hiding will actually not help. And it's only a little triangle here, a green triangle here, going here from Mercury, coming to Neptune. So the moment when we are able to look at that all that hidden stuff that's coming forward, this will be our next step. And one important step is to understand ourselves. And I mean the self with the capital letter, not the ego self. That we start within that connection to the God self, to that what we really are beyond the human being. Start to connect with the ego self and come together. And then we are kind of guided and move forward under the protection, also inspiration protection of the higher self, because we are still in this physical body in a kind of very low consciousness level or vibration state. And it's not possible that we move beyond duality or polarity completely. We can move beyond judgment, but still, a certain kind of judgment is still needed to keep that body. We need to judge the situation if it is dangerous or not, life-threatening or not, or what we have to do. So we cannot step out yet. I have received also a very powerful, beautiful quote this morning also about, and I have said that many times too, that where our focus goes is our energy. Now, as I said, we have been hijacked. Our divine human race has been hijacked long time ago. Now, you have also to be clear that our whole new age or whatever is connected, religion, society, everything is hijacked too. And even I would say a lot of temples and is hijacked. And the very many teachings that are spread worldwide are not accurate. Now, see, this is also part of Sagittarius to pull off these boundaries, that you go beyond it yourself, that you don't need to listen to any teacher, guru, whatever, that tell you where to go, but to connect with your own inner self and find out for yourself. So I was triggered to think about that, because let me quickly find it, and I let me quickly show tell you that quote, because it's just what is happening everywhere. And it's about, like, here, where focus goes, energy flows. This is why we must always focus on what we wish to see instead of worrying about what we don't want to see. Now, this is a very good quote, but at the same time, a lot of people use it for escape. Oh, I don't want to look at what is happening in the world, and I turned away around. What is in your life, what is in our faces around us, is here because we have to look at it. And we don't have to stick there and to go into negative energies, but we have to use this to transcend it. I feel that I have incarnated to be a warrior of the light, to be somebody who helped the world to move further, like many old souls who are here in the moment. That is our job in the moment. And we cannot do that job if we just look at what we want to see or what we wish to see. Very often we have to look at things we don't wish to see. And when I look at all the topics that come up with the children and all that stuff, I don't want to look at that, but I have to, because If I put my focus on it and put the light into that darkness, then I can help to transcend it. And that's what I mean by that. Now, with Saturn and Capricorn, it's like we really have to look at things like the curtains in front have been taken away, and we have to look at it directly. So the only question is, it's up to you and up to your consciousness level what you are doing with it. Now, see, this is the major issue. This is what is very important in the moment. What are you doing with it? Now, here's we see the ruler of Sagittarius here, Jupiter, is connected with a square to the sun and to the moon. And the square is always a tension, is always something that we don't really want to look at. We hesitate. This is in Pisces. And this is, again, Pisces is the veil of illusion. Pisces represents the unknown. So we have to have the courage to look at those things that are not known. And you see that here we have an orange line here that's a half square to Uranus node, and back up here another 1.5 square. This is a karmic constellation. We are here because also we have allowed it to be. We have allowed it, we have played the game, and there is absolutely no way out of that. This is what we have to look at, and this is what will help us to move forward. Once we go over this boundary, expand, we break through what we've done in the past. We have like agreed to rules because very often because it was convenient. Now, just think about it. I recently also, I don't remember if it was a video or what, somebody said that like there was a guy coming to a hotel and he put the $50 euro whatever note on the desk and said, "Can I go and look at the rooms?" And then the guy said, "Yeah, sure." And he get somebody to go show him the hotel, go to show him the room. And this guy had debts, and he was I just make it up now, maybe it was different. He was owing the butcher, so he ran with this money to the butcher and give him this $50 quickly, because then he could pay back his debt. And the butcher, "Oh, great, so I go to the baker and I give him the $50 and pay my debts." And then the baker go to whatever somebody else, and then the third or the fourth person go back to the hotel because he owes the hotel and put the money back on the desk. So with the same $50 note, who always remained the same $50, $50, $50, everybody paid the debts, and the guy who was in the meantime looking at the hotel come back and said, "Oh, I don't really want to stay here. Take the $50 and leave." But at the same time, everybody has paid its debts. Now just look at the situation, and $50 are still $50. If you pay with credit card, they take from your $50 maybe 1 or 2%, then another 2%, another 2%. And at the end, if it would go back to the hotel, it maybe would be only $45. And see, that's the difference. And that's what people don't see. And that's the game we played. I have really started to get my money out of the account and pay cash. Pay cash whatever I can do. First of all, they cannot control the money. They just see that I pick it up, but they don't know what I do with the money. And this is more or less that is kind of messing around with their agenda. Now, this is what, think about it. This is also about Capricorn is clarity. When you have a beautiful winter forest, you see the structure of the trees that you don't see the summer when all the leaves are up. You have all the camouflage and the beautiful leaves around the trees. And now we have only the stalks and we have the branches. So we can use this time to start to go beyond all that what we've done before, that to use this karmic issue, even if there is resistance within us, But once we have made the first step, it's usually easier to go there. Now, this is with Uranus anyway. Uranus is also breaking the habits. Even if Uranus is still retrograde, it is looking inside, inspiration, inspire in spirit. So we go inside into our spirit consciousness and act from there and act it out, even if we might have resistance because maybe we don't understand exactly what's happening or whatever reason is there. And then we have a retrograde Mars here in Taurus. That means that it's not time, things are not manifested, things are not stuck. If you want to put something, it's falling apart. So this is a time that you cannot create something new. This is not the energy you want hold. So again, we have the ICMC axis, Taurus, Scorpio. Now, Taurus, this is the sacrifice. This is we have to sacrifice things because they won't hold. So we are kind of pushed back to the minimum. And in this time, you can also see that practically all the planets are only on the left side and there's nothing on the right. And wherever you are in the world, you have only a half-sided activated horoscope, and we don't have any planets from Gemini to up to Scorpio. So that means that what is happening in the moment is either you have it in your personal and spiritual part or emotional and social part. It depends exactly where the planets are. Like if the sun and moon is in this area here, it is the part of transformation going forward. This is more the social part, family, work, and so on. This is my personal part. That's where I am as an individual, working with it. And here is more the spiritual part. That is the reconnection with the divine, the reconnection with higher forces, we can say. And it doesn't matter where you are in the world, it's always the world horoscope is for everybody. And then we have like a sub horoscope, we can say, that influences everybody. Now, what is, again, remember, we have layers. Depending on what layer of consciousness level you are, you will experience that. And if you are based in fear consciousness and not yet trust the divine within, you will be again confronted with fear. And the only way out and the only step into the confidence and that Sagittarius moving beyond, become that spiritual warrior, that beacon of light. We can actually also say Aries, the archetype of Aries, actually, when you look at a higher level, is the one to carry the torch, the one to bring the fire to humanity, to bring spirit to humanity. Then that's what we can, with Uranus here, when Uranus move forward, that spirit can shine out again. Now with Uranus is retrograde. That means that you have to find that light within you, that you have to work with it within you to say put a lot of wood so that it can burn, so that when the Uranus is going forward again, that you have that big fire and can be that big light for the world and for the people around you. And Scorpio at the MC shows that transformation, and it shows now it's in the middle, it's in the cocoon, here, that we really go into the cocoon and we really experience that transformation of the world. And sometimes we have to look at things that we usually wouldn't look at. What you resist persists, what you look at disappears. We are not at the end of this whole battle yet. And I don't know how long it will take. It depends very much on how fast people are waking up, people are taking back response ability. to be able to respond to what happened and to look at it, whatever is in your life, whatever is there in your personal environment. Look at it, don't look away, and do the best you can to bring in the light to help people to understand what's going on. And this will help us as a whole to go forward, because we have to go forward as a whole. And those who are not ready to go forward, they will not be with us anymore. Whatever happened, just look at it that it has something to do with the mass consciousness. It is not just you and me, but we are all together. And it has to happen. And, you know, when we look at the prophecies like 40, 50 years ago, it was prophesized that the world will be destroyed, that we have another cataclysm, this time by fire. We didn't have it. But the cleansing has to go on anyway. But it's going on in a different way, because more people have a higher consciousness level. And it's the first time possible that it does not happen through destruction. I hope that can help you a little bit for the next couple weeks. We're going to have soon the new year. We have a good another week. People celebrate Christmas now. And whatever you celebrate, I wish you a lot of light, a lot of peace, a lot of love and compassion for yourself and for all those around you and the world as a whole. We can say, God bless the world. I hope that reading can help you a little bit to understand the situation that we are in. I'm looking forward to see you again when I do my next reading. Actually, one will be tomorrow. And all my best. Give me a thumbs up if you like the reading. Thank you very much. See you again very soon.